because he said that the mistake that the mistake that was being made by the Doros HaRishonim, Noach and his descendants and his Talmidim, was that they believed in Hashem, and they believed that Hashem had very little to do with them. The problem was they didn't believe in themselves. Avraham Avinu was the one that understood who he was. I lived in a world where there was almost no a bechira being utilized for the good. Terach was a Bala Badazora who gave the Hitchanech of Birka Vedas Alilim. He was brought up in a home of a Badazora, that was his chinuch. Hayu wrote as Kol Hasibas Sheboelam Shelo Libcho Betoit, had all the reasons not to choose good. Ulam Bezrat, his Boyanus Amuka, Vugile Tassot, Hanayra Shelabria. He, despite all the things he had working against him, he was able through deep meditation to reveal the secret of creation. He discovered that the reason why the world was created was because of Adam. Adam who bechiris, who chopshi b'maisov, who bekolich lekalkel or lesaken etzayilam. He discovered that Adam had bechira, and that the world was created for him, and that he had the power to destroy or rectify the world. The Necha Charov, the Shadam Rishon Atzliach lekalkel etzayilam. From the fact that we see that Adam HaRishon was able to destroy the world, therefore we see that the world was handed over to Adam HaRishon, he had the power to destroy the world. Therefore man also has the ability to rectify the world. Kashem Adam HaRishon leichala libcho bara lemarot keshkimat v'nishlalim emena b'chir letzadara. Despite the fact that Adam HaRishon had his bechira for evil almost taken away from him, he saw Hashem upon him, he knew who Hashem was, and he almost had no bechira to do evil, and yet we see he had the power to do evil. Therefore, you see that you can also choose good, even though it's almost impossible. Even though that ability to choose is almost atrophied completely. It's very hard in the world today to choose good. And yet you see you can. Why? Because Adam HaRishon had almost no chance of choosing bad. Where did you from Adam HaRishon getting it wrong? To this day we still don't understand what he did wrong. How he got there. How did he get it wrong? So you see that he has bechira. So too, we have bechira to do the opposite. There's a chok top of Noach. One man can kill 6 million Jews, then one man can rectify 6 million Jews. One man can cause people to lose $50 million, $50 billion, and one Jew can raise $50 billion for Torah. No? You put the same energy and effort and kaychus and drive into the way we run yeshivas like Madoff did, so why not? Why not? You want to save 6 million Jews, you want to bring them back, you want to help them to tshuva? Go for it. What's the problem? One man can kill 6 million Jews. One man to go over the world to kill 6 million Jews, to go over the world and bring 6 million Jews back. What's the problem? Well, a few weeks before Noach was nifta, they had 5 million hits on the weather. So you see, it wasn't so far-fetched. No? That's what Avraham Avinu discovered. The Techa, the Oisa, Akkoya, Yotza, Avraham Avinu, Lefakin, Esahila, Mufasim, Emunah, Zuh, Ba'ilam, Kule. And it was that understanding that Avraham Avinu went out to rectify the world and to advertise HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence in the world. Noach didn't believe he could rectify the world. I'm going to bring the world to rectification. Because Baruch was sitting and waiting, getting angry with the world. When is that one man going to come along and cut the truth? Ki ikka kol olam hu adam. But the ikka of the world is the adam. Kach hu atzliach b'ashimoso li'ayt'av la'am ha'netzach shi'yav'es ha'inim b'tikun ha'sholem. So he was matzliach to bring the eternal nation to Eshayim Mitzikel Olam, to bring the world to a final rectification. Choshev the time because he's bringing the volume in the back philosophy to hold. It's important to note that when you look at the world, when you look at this, when you meditate on this subject with a clear philosophical perspective, purified philosophical perspective, nimta sha'afa shall fi ha'yayim ha'kav shall noach ha'tadik wa'tadik. If you look carefully at these two, look, let's have a look at Noach and see what the machlokes was. Who do you agree with? So it comes out that actually Noach makes more sense. Ketet yitotem shebonet chayla alamois. How is it possible that the creator of all the worlds, shugavur ma'al gavur, yisyanen b'machshavaisi b'dibura b'maisa? What is the creator of the whole universe, the infinite creator of the universe, what does he care about my thoughts, words and actions? How much can I, what little me can I do? No, it's right. No? Fine, good, okay, but if you think about it carefully, and you look at me, you look at yourself, and you look at the infinite created universe, so what is wrong with me? How much can, what am I doing in this world? There's not much I can really do. No, that's... Moshul ma'adam adam, mela adam, tenekvah sabaysa, v'kunin sa'ad ra'af al shnei ba'alachayim, sh'mitkaisim b'nayim. All Adam Nichlas the base of the Kulis Samach, and then she'll make laid at Kamish Rotsim with the Moshe. The Chosebe Yachshav Adam Zeh, Ma'al Ola Barachat, 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 what does the person care that he comes in his house and a few new cockroaches were born? What do you care? You walk into your house, there's a few new ants walking around the house. That's false! No big deal, what Kesha? So there were 50,000 new plankton born in Antarctica today. Bothers you? The whole thing's this size. You spend for it. What's the Kosh Baruch Hu care about my little movements and actions? You know, so I said a word. I said a bit of Lashon Hara. So that the whole, the creative universe is like suddenly, wow, what's going on here? What's the problem? It's like a new cockroach was born upstairs. Who cares? The Nekvil Moshel there. The alpha of fun time, if we take this marshal of me and a few, you know, little cat got born or whatever, I don't know how to get close to me, because I'm going to be able to get close to me. You saw the difference between me and an ant is nothing compared to between me and Hashem. The ant and I have a lot in common, we've got finite, we've got created. The difference between me and the creator, an infinite, the boy, the Elam, what are you talking about? There's no dimian b'chlal. Well, again, yes. Makom l'shayla. Therefore, there is room to ask. V'kiyala al adash shebayayim tarichoti. Does Hashem need me? O mitanen b'maisa shani mesamech o ma'asi b'aso? Hashem cares whether I make him happy or I make him sad to be yochos. What does he care? Ulam lo yegen hu ha'pol kat. Elayim muna. What's needed here is not human logic. What's needed here is imuna, which is beyond human logic, but it's rooted in human logic. Ha'amin v'Hashem v'yachshov lo tztoker. Yaakov Avinu had imunah in Hashem and was considered that he was doing tztoker for Hashem. Imunah zu ha'ika gadol sheshosel v'notu b'nai Avram Avinu. It's this imunah that Avram Avinu implanted and inherited to his children. V'pol k'day sh'neidah v'naki v'sayem v'shem v'shvili nivra olam. He dedicated his life to drumming one thing into us. The world was created for other, for me. The Marot Sha'anu Lo Masigim Zeus. Mikol Mokam Mokosh Bochu Ki Kreyocho. Umikoy Chachoy Lezu Lemot Shul Ram Akol Ramim Hu Mizanyen Bekol Prat Bemaisa Vibulet. Even though we don't understand it, we have to know that a Kosh Bochu is concerned about every little thing that we do and say and think. I can give him naches, I can make him happy, and I can make him sad. Why? Because he's called Yochel, he can do whatever he wants. He can make himself dependent on me, Kibiyochel. Every Gilles, I call you a deal.
You think he does, though?
Huh?
You think he does?
He does. He does make himself dependent on us. For sure. The Rav Chaim says it, the Ramchal says it. Hashem tilchol yad yiminecho. What does that mean? It means Hashem follows us. He's like a shadow. You lift your hand, Hashem moves. The way we function, Hashem functions according to us. Not because he's forced to. That's what he does. Hashem can do what he wants.
If he has a bad day, it means he's setting Hashem.
Go get back to basics. Always go back to your original definitions. We've forgotten that. Why did Kosh Boch create the world? In order to bestow good. Why? Because that's the nature of good, is to bestow good. But he wants to bestow the ultimate good. The ultimate good is something that you work for and that you earn, not that you get for nothing. Right? So Hashem can't fulfill the purpose of creation unless you earn the good that he wants to give you. So when you earn the good, you give him nachas, you give him simchas, give yachol. And when you don't earn the good, you cause him pain because you're preventing him from fulfilling the purpose of creation. What does it mean you had a bad day? Could be you had a bad day and you did everything you were supposed to do and you gave Hashem a lot of nachas. What do you mean a bad day? It means you helped Hashem fulfill the purpose of creation, you didn't help Hashem fulfill the purpose of creation. Bad day doesn't mean your stocks went down. That could be the best thing that ever happened to you. Bad day means did you do what you were supposed to do or didn't you do what you're supposed to do?
And
that bad day, Hashem now can't fulfill the purpose of creation. Can be yachol, you've caused Hashem pain. You can give Hashem sustenance, whatever that means. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sa'ad v'nosim v'yode es ha'maftachot la'anogos ha'ilam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us, created man, and gave us the keys for the way the world runs. Aladim lachshav, made us to think, and you have to think this deep. Or you can sit and learn tomorrow, and never learn these secrets. Al-Adam Lachshav, the Chai Adam, the Oy Yisrael says that the Yetzirah's greatest avoid is to get people not to learn Musa. The greatest avoid of the Yetzirah, more than anything else, he puts his koichas into man, don't learn Musa. He'll even be learning Gemara. Just don't learn Musa. Don't learn Musa. No, I'm not talking to them. Don't learn Musa. I'm a Musa fighter. This is not Musa. No, I'm serious. You see the koichas of the Yetzirah.
The Shemites are still good enough. The more is the best.
So, this also says that if you don't take time out from the Gemara to learn Musa, even your Gemara is not called learning Gemara. Chai Adam says that, the Chai Adam says it, the Halacha. Rabbi Yisrael is saying it, forget a Musa. Chai Adam says it, forget a Halacha. That if a person doesn't take time out from his learning, in order to learn Musa, then his learning is also worth nothing. He says, on the contrary, people think they'll learn out from their learning, they'll lose from their learning if they take time out from their learning to learn Musa. He says, on the contrary, if you don't, your learning will be worth nothing. Because why? Because you're having this world to change, and it's not shy for us anymore to change just by learning Gemara. And if you're not going to use Musa to inject into your Gemara learning the ability to change you, you learn Gemara your whole life and you'll never change, and according to Vilna, you wasted your life. You came here for nothing, you basically wasted your life. Because your learning wasn't considered learning that can change you. Your learning has to change you, and it can't without Musa anymore. So you have to learn and learn Musa. Those two together will enable the Torah to change you. But if you don't learn Musa, you will never change, and then you've wasted your life. Vilna Gaon says, the in loke lama tachayim. If you're not going to change, and you're going to sit learning Gemara during Musa Seder, then your Gemara is going to be a mishul for you. And Musa doesn't mean reading the Maseilas Yesharim and knowing it by peh. That's not Musa. Musa means changing yourself. You can know the Maseilas Yesharim by peh and not have changed. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with learning Maseilas Yesharim. I'm saying learning Maseilas Yesharim in order to know Maseilas Yesharim is very important. But that's not where it stops. You've got to take that and internalize it. It's got to go through you.
You're going to through the day.
Huh? That's another subject. First we're talking about learning Musa. Taking your what you know and implying that and implanting that and embedding that into your system where you can change your actions. That is Musa. Musa means taking what you know theoretically and driving it into the places where it can change your behavior. That is Musa. Means if it's not manifesting during the day, then you haven't learned Musa. Learning Musa changes your actions. If your actions don't change, it's a riot that you haven't learned Musa. You might become an encyclopedic expert on all the Musa Svarim, if you've got the Maseilas Yesharim Baal Peh, but you haven't changed. But to be able to learn the Maseilas Yesharim in such a way that it changes you, that requires tears, that requires islavis, that requires emotional animation, that requires Musa. All right. So I'm going to give you a shekel to the Yechel and the Kalabayr. Because Bokhi Yotzer is the Adam and Nossim the Yodah is Hamaf the Chot La Noga Soilam. Al Adam Lachshav. A person has to think and meditate. You have to take this for 40 days, Musa Seder, this Lan, learn it off the heart, and drill this into your Kushkas. That's Musa. Listen to what you have to believe and know and live according to your life, according to. Hakosh Bokhi Gevi Yechel Tolu Bi. Hashem is dependent Gevi Yechel on me. The rectification of the world and the purpose of creation is in my hands. Therefore, I can give to a Kodesh Baruch Hu a rectified world. I can make Hashem happy, I can give him simcha kiviyachu, and I can give him nachas. That's not a bad Musa Seder for the next 40 days. I'm a shooter for my celebration. Hashem and me, we running this world together. And without me, he can't fulfill the terms of creation. He can't. Rechshav al tztoka, akos bochu rechshav l'Avram Avinu es ha'imun al tztoka, ki ad Avram Avinu lo ha'yami she'amin she'ef she'l'anik tztoka v'chesed l'vayyoram. Because until Avram Avinu came along, no one believed. And since then, most people don't believe it either. That we're able to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu our lives. That our lives are important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shel kach zoch Avraham Avinu the Torah Rosh HaMa'aminim. Therefore Avraham Avinu got this description, this title, the head, the Rosh of the believers. Hulaya Rosh LeMa'aminim B'Metzias HaBeira. He wasn't the head of the believers in the Metzias of the Creator. Sharei B'Munazu Kva Aminu Noach Mesushalach Chanoich Shem Ve'evel Afonoch, all the great Nevim and Tzadikim that came before Avinu knew there was a boy Reinam, that he was a Yochid, and he created the word Yashmiayim. So why is Avinu called Rosh HaMa'aminim? Who Nikra Rosh HaMa'aminim B'Schus HaEmuna Ba'atzmoy, because he had the Schus to understand himself. The Schus HaEmuna Kibayel Elim Yesh Lomana Kibayel Mene Kiviyochid, and Hashem has what you gain from me, Kiviyochid. That's what he understood.
Obviously, before the Chet Harishon, Adam Harishon understood this principle. So straight after the Chet, he forgot.
He got drunk.
If Adam Harishon understood this principle properly, he wouldn't have done the Chet.
So even.
And once again, we don't understand why he did the Chet. But if you're going to learn Pshat like this, then there is perhaps what to say we can say that Adam Arishon, the Nakuda of his Chet is that he didn't believe in himself. No, but he's everyone that came after him as well. Did he forget? Why didn't he forget? Why? We see that he wasn't the one. It says that Adam was the first one that got the message. It seems that Adam didn't get it. Not that he had it and he forgot.
Yeah.
He didn't have it.
That wasn't his tachlis anyway, or not?
It was. His tachlis was to be Avraham Avinu. Adam Arishon's tachlis was to be Yisrael.
That just don't do anything.
That was would have been Yisrael. That would have been the final. He would have been Mashiach. That would have been the final king of the world. In Achinami. Then you wouldn't have needed Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov afterwards. You wouldn't even. He would have been Am Yisrael. Adam Arishon was supposed to be Am Yisrael. He was supposed to be what we call today the Jewish people.
Avraham Avinu went out.
That was after Adam changed the whole world.
Oh, yeah,
the world was
before that, he wasn't meant to do anything. Who? To Adam.
And that would have been enough to rectify the world. Now that he messed up the world, you need a whole bunch of other stuff to rectify the world.
It was unravelled.
Had Adam done what he was supposed to do, or just sat still and waited for Shabbat, that would have been it. He wouldn't have to go off to Prague next week. Or wherever else you're going, he's bullying around.
Poland.
That's the Nakuda. That's the Vahapta Recha Kameicha. That's Kulu Torah Kulu, gentlemen. Vahapta Recha Kameicha, Shimon Shkop says, is the Kameicha. Kameicha, we've got to get back in touch with ourselves. Why don't the rabbis tell us what to do? That's what you hear all over. Wherever you go. Why aren't the rabbis saying anything? Because that's not the world we live in today. The world we live in today is you've got to find yourself. You've got to discover yourself. You need a rabbi for one thing and one thing only, is to find yourself. If you're not interested in finding yourself, then why should the rabbis put up big billboards?
Learn to find yourself.
The rabbis are there for those who are interested enough to come and say, hey, how do I go about finding out who I am? What am I living for? You have to first ask the question to yourself. What am I living for? If you don't know what you're living for, then everything else doesn't even start. If you want to cure it, that's the one question you've got to get people to buy into. You get a person asking himself that question, you've got it. What am I living for? How many kugels I can eat? Seriously, what are you living for? To work. Why? So that you can make money. Why? So that you can live. Why? What are you living for? All coming back. Why are you going to university? So that I can get a degree, so that I can get a job, so that I can make money, so that I can live. So what are you living for? So that I can go to work, so make money, so that I can eat, so that I can wake up and go to work again. I mean, people are not buying into that anymore so much. So you have an opportunity to plug into them and say, so good, so what are you living for? So we at least have to know what we're living for. What are you prepared to die for? Something out there that you actually wouldn't do, you'd give up your life rather than do? You found that yet? Yeah? You know what you're ready to die for? If you haven't found something to die for, you've got nothing to live for. Because everything you're living for is negotiable. Is there something that you... Yeah, he's willing. I'm not. I couldn't get out of bed in the morning to doesn't properly have a decent minion. I don't mean me personally. I mean, I'm saying I'm speaking generically.
Chief, someone tell me. Yeah,
okay, that's you. Good. Okay, so you know what you prefer to die for, huh?
I don't know. Maybe you
see, the Rambam Paskins, listen carefully. Guy holds the gun against you and says, kiss the cross, I'm going to kill you. And he kisses the cross. He's not chayv. He's not chayv. You know why he's not chayv? It's onus. Guy holds the gun against him and says, shoot him. And if you don't, we're going to kill you. So you shoot him, you kill your friend. You don't take the bullet. You potter, says the Rambam. You know why? Onus not a potter. That's called onus. We see that the halacha takes into account that not everyone's going to be able to withstand in this time. Not everyone can take it, so everyone's ready to do that. Rahman, don't test me. I don't want to be tested on that. I don't know. If push comes to shove, does any Jew know what he's going to do? Yosef's Nisoy, Yosef and Tanik's Nisoy. Who can trust themselves? Yeah, buddy, give your life. You jump out the moving train, yeah? Who was that jumped out of a moving train? One of the official Rosh Hashanah jumped out of a train once. I don't think that's as great as... Who was it that threw the second glove out?
Second glove?
Who was on the train? Was this Zalman? Was this Zalman Meissner, huh? Sounds like a Mrs. Zalman. No. The one whose glove flew out the window of the train and he quickly took the second one out and threw it out. Someone's going to find one glove. What he's with one glove? At least he didn't have both. Who was it? Aaron, it was one of the... You remember that much? One of the Litvish Gedolim was traveling on a train and he tried out the window and his glove flew out the window. And he immediately took the second one off and threw it out the window. So when his traveling companion asked him what he's doing, he said, what's a guy going to do with one glove? That's a bigger maaser there for me than the guy who jumped out the window. There was a Yichud Shal on the train, so he jumped out the window. But the glove one, I impressed more. I don't know, maybe there's something wrong with me. I'm more impressed by the glove one. Your chesed is pure chesed. Pure chesed. You're not even thinking chesed. Dr. Moshe, when he got the door, his hand stuck in the door. His reflexive reaction wasn't to say ouch, it was not to cause pain to another person. Like reflexive. Yeah. Give me 30 seconds to think, I might also come up with that kind of a solution. But in a reflexive moment, just that's how you react. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.